Summit Gala together, and there are a couple of things. One change that we've voted on as a synod is that we're changing the number of conferences. I don't think it will affect congregations very much, but you may hear me pray for a different conference. Currently, we have six conferences. It's kind of like a pie shape, and we are conference one. We voted to move to three conferences. So one and six will become more or less one conference, and two and three and four and five. And so we will have some congregations that are farther south of us that will become part of the conference we're in. This will not take effect until May of next year. So we have some time to live into that change. But it mostly affects us at our pre-assembly caucus gatherings, which is the gathering where those who are going to Synod Assembly come together to prepare for assembly. And at that time, we work for the dean and for the secretary of the conference and for members of our conference that present us on the Synod Council. The Synod Council is much like a church council. It's members of the Synod that gather together regularly to make decisions for the Synod. And the way the conferences are arranged is that people from all different areas of the Pittsburgh area are on Synod Council and have voice and vote regards to decisions that are made for our whole Synod. And so we want everyone to be represented. So it will be tweaked a little bit, but we won't see much change as a congregation as a result of it. The other things that I saw Pastor Frieda Snyder. Pastor Frieda was the pastor here from 2015 to 2020. Is that somewhere? Somewhere around that time. Well, Pastor Frieda said, please say hello to everyone. You are still in her thoughts and in her prayers. So she wanted to share with you. Anything else to be shared? Let's enjoy the little music.
Here I am to worship, and here I am. Thank you.
and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
A reading from the 19th chapter of Exodus.
people all answered as one, "Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 100 will be read responsibly. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands.
Stir the Lord in gladness. Come into God's presence with a song.
Know that the Lord is God, our Maker to whom we belong. We are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture. Good indeed is the Lord, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from age to age. The second reading. We are no longer God's enemies, but have peace with God, because we were brought into a right relationship with God through Christ's death. A reading from the fifth chapter of Romans. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The one who betrayed him.
these 12, Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not take a road leading to Gentiles, and do not enter a Samaritan town, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse those with a skin disease. Cast out demons. You receive without payment. Give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts. No bag for your journey, or two tunics or sandals or a staff. For laborers, deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who an end is worthy, and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Sibling will betray sibling to death, and a father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in this town, flee to the next. For truly, I tell you, you will not have finished going through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The Gospel of our Lord.
To begin their journey to
said to Moses, tell the people this, you have seen what I did, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. How I bore you on eagle's wings. When the little eagle fledglings learn first to fly, the mother eagle will swoop under her fledglings with her wings outstretched to catch them if they have fallen. God is saying, I carried you on eagle's wings when I brought you out of Egypt. And I hear it as a promise going forward too, because the people of Israel they don't know it yet, but they are about to wander through the wilderness, the dry, inhospitable desert, for 40 long years. Repeatedly, God carried them on eagle's wings on their journey. Not gospel for today, Jesus saw the and Jesus had compassion because they were harassed and helpless. And then he sent the disciples out to proclaim the good news and share hope. They are to cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, and cast out demons. And Jesus gives advice to his followers because they too may get harassed. Jesus said, when they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. Are there still people today in our world who are being harassed? Sadly, yes. There are people in our world today who are being harassed, bullied, and attacked. At this very moment, there are people who have to flee their homes because it's no longer a safe place for them, for many different reasons. I believe Jesus sends us out to share healing and hope. To tell people that God desires to carry them on eagle's wings and to bring them and us to places of safety and peace. We may all find ourselves in places of suffering at times. We or a loved one may face an overwhelming illness. We or a loved one may get harassed at school or at work. We may mourn the death of a special person who has died in our life. And we feel like living under a dark cloud. Or we may suffer for a number of other reasons. In our second lesson, we hear words of encouragement from St. Paul, who knew physical suffering himself. Paul came to a place where he had accepted his own suffering. And he wrote, we boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. Because God's love has been poured out in our lives through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Paul then went on to say, God proves his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Jesus did give his life for us, in the midst of us making mistakes and causing harm. Paul knew that from his own life. Earlier in his life, Paul had caused much pain and suffering to the members of the first Christian churches as he harassed and imprisoned people for following Jesus. And yet, Jesus met Paul on the road and called Paul away from harassing others to instead reflect the light and hope of Jesus to others. God comforts us in our sorrows. God desires to carry us on eagle's wings to places of safety and peace. And God forgives us our mistakes and calls us to share words of hope, forgiveness, and love. Thanks be to God, who is with us in times of suffering, and who carries us on eagle's wings. May God give us God's gifts of hope in the midst of our pain.